Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Welcome back once again to another episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street. And it is chapter 11, verse 32. Welcome aboard once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. It's an abbreviation and an acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Like some of our other callers, you'll get on. Send all music and, yes, commercials too. MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, you can hear Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com, hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I'm Superwoman Radio. You can go to the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks, producer extraordinaire. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Woo, tomorrow, Lady T. Wow, right before the big date comes for her. What big date? Well, we'll talk about it then, won't we? You can also check out on Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, the YouTube page, Miss Commentary, Cleveland, Twitter, Al Porter, Jr. 1, looking for work, www.templabor.org, check out thelogtv.com, and on the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Nothing but Cleveland artists on that. Ooh, I got a chance to get through all of that. Thank you very much. Let me do one other thing, because if I don't do it, it won't get done. It's just, I wouldn't get to it. So, with that being said, we'll give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. When it comes to that, we'll start off number 10. You had Barbecue Karaoke. That's how it was on Facebook. Number 9, redebuting The Actual Tannis. Number 8, debuting Mr. Solo with a new release. Number 7, debuting a couple of new singles that came from Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube channel. Number 6, debuting Facebook, Devin the Dude with Willie J. Peso, Doobie Rogers. That's going down this coming week. That's going down this coming week. Number 5 debuting. Ah, okay. Pastor Benita Batchelor, the book signing, which was last Saturday, Out of Darkness, New Antioch Pentecostal, I believe that 67th is Superior. So there you go. That's number 5, that debut. Number 4, moving up, because it made sense. It was the BWE Facebook, the Black Talk Table. It had on there Reezy, Bolo Black. You could Facebook Ward 14 Community Networking Meeting, where you had Proprietor ENT, 1008 Vision, CUMR, Co-op, Man in the Street. There was lasagna, chicken, salad. It was just an excellent time. That was number 4. Okay. Number 3, I guess because of the fact they had youth there plenty. Debuting was the 8th Annual Youth Day, House of Refuge Worship Center. It was at Frederick Douglass Rec Center by Kennedy High. You had Daymaid, Dante's Taylor, who's the Family to Family, the Dialogue Center Outreach, Man in the Street, Youth Talent, Book Bag Giveaways, Fire Truck was there. It was a lit event, plenty of food. It did what they were supposed to do. Number 2, and it looks like that was the biggest jump. At number 2, the biggest jump goes to Facebook Roe v. Wade rally in March against Ohio HB 704. That outlaws abortion in Ohio. That was House Bill 704. That happened last Tuesday, March rally. They spoke at county council. So that was a major happening with lead organizer Kathy Ray Coleman. Number 1, yeah, it was major. Parade was yesterday. They had things going on all day Saturday as well. Puerto Rican festival and parade. It was a weekend-long event. So, now that I've gotten past all of that, let's go to the first phone caller, 216-727. I'm coming to speak to you. 216-727. How are you doing?
How are you today, everybody out there? This is Queen B. Hallelujah. Everybody out there and the evangelist Brenda A. Fulmer. I'm sending all shout outs to everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God is in control, not out of control.
You're right about that. You are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, since you started off with that strong message, because God is in control, I have to remember that myself. I'm going to ask you, what else do you want to drop off with us this evening?
All I can say, everybody, I love everybody. I don't hate nobody. I got love in my heart, not hate in my heart. I think school is in 2 more weeks, or some schools in the Cleveland area, going back
right,
to school.
Right.
And I'm praying for all these children, hallelujah, that they be safe and sound and mindful in their books, because it seems like every school year it changes with a new rule and regulation. Every school year, every new school year. You know, I don't know why, but it is what it is, okay? And I'm just going to send, you know, like I said, a shout-out to everybody. I love everybody. And it's like I've been going through for the last 2 weeks with my family. The last time I talked to you about my daughter, my aunt, my uncle, you know, it's like, you know, everything. But, you know, the songwriter says, you don't put no more on you can bear. And I believe
right.
that. So, and that's why I said what I said. God is in control, not out of control. He has the last say or so on everything and what we do. He sees everything. Because remember, y'all, it's going to show up in the light sooner or later. I'm sorry. It's going to show up.
I hear you.
Whether we like it or not. And, you know, everything God made is good. And what we pick up or the habit is what we be with and hang around. I can't say I'm not perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. And when I make a mistake, he always forgives me. And he keep on forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. He never stopped forgiving us. But it's an individual we hang around with. We don't forgive him. Sometimes we got to put our thoughts aside, y'all, and we just got to let it go and let God. Let him handle it, not you handle it. Because the problem might be bigger than you. The battle's not yours. It's the Lord. That's all I got to say. I love everybody out there. And to all the children out there, you know, pray before you go to bed, coming up, going to school, you know, and walking in that classroom, because all y'all are successful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Man.
I'm signing
Thank
off.
You.
God bless.
God bless. I appreciate that strong message that came through. I really do. We needed to hear that strong message. For those who may have missed it, some people will probably ask, what happened? How did it go through? I'm going to go to that 216-270. What's going on out there? Hello?
How you doing? This is Dante Taylor. How y'all doing?
Talk to
out
me,
here?
Dantes.
Yes, how are y'all doing? What's coming up in the big city of Cleveland? Only thing I know that's going on in the city of Cleveland is the 20th Annual Gospel Brothers 2022 anniversary that will be at Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, 44110 on Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. The program starts at 4 to 8:30 p.m. So come on out and join us. We have a free world offering. We have vendor booths available. And we have, our theme is Walking in the Light of Jesus Christ. All over Green Isle, we have the Heavenly Angels from the House of Refuge Worship Center. We have Al Porter Jr. We have Major Taps and so many, many more groups and soloists. And we got kitchen open to sell dinner to the public. We have vendor booths. For more information, or you want to know more about this great show, or you want to be in this great gospel concert, you can call Dante Taylor at 216-270-2019. This is the biggest show that's going to be on August 28th. So don't forget, this is the only thing that I know of that's going on August 28th. So come on out and join us and have a great atmosphere, a great life, and everything else. And don't forget, if you have any concerns or issues about family and family things and everything else, you can call me, and I try to solve them issues, because I'm the family to family advocate in Black on Black, well as Commentary Cleveland too. We are working together to make it better for our families and everything else. You have any issues with the kid, with Child and Family Services, call us. Or if you have any issues with the Juvenile Detention Center called us, and we will try to figure out how to get the resources to help you. If we don't know, we will try to look them up and find out what's going on and get the issues and concerns done for our people out here. And still go down there to the Cuyahoga County Jail and make sure that we don't get our county jail moved. Let them retake our county jail and revamp it, fix it up, and make it better for the people so they won't have to create a new jail and use the money for a diversion program so when these people come out of jail, they can learn some skills and know what to do out here in our community. We got to keep our foot at these politicians, because if we don't do that, then they're gonna run all over us and everything
else.
And don't forget to come out to Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue on Wednesday for the State of the Union address by your no other than Art McCoy. He's going to give the State of the Union address for the people. Like the mayor gives the State of the Union address for the people, he gives the State of the Union address for the activists and everything else. So come on out and join us. It will be, you'll probably be there by 5:30.
Actually, even though they're getting all the paperwork and stuff like that together, it'll be a regular meeting at 7:15 p.m., regular meeting this week. The state of crime address will be within another week to 2 weeks. But today, we know that it'll be, I believe, August the 10th, and it's one day before the birthday of hip-hop. So it'll be a very interesting meeting indeed. But go right ahead, Brother Dantes. Anything else you need to say?
Yes, and I thank everybody for coming out that came out to the back to school event that the House of Refuge Worship Center had their eighth back to school event. It was a very good event. They had 200 book bags, and they gave 200 book bags out to these kids. 200 kids got book bags, and the fire truck was there. We had enough food too. They had food inside, outside, and everywhere else. The recreation center even gave out hot dogs. Even George J. Scott, the pastor of the House of Refuge, gave out hot dogs and pop and chips and water and all that great stuff. So it was enough food to go around for everybody to know that it was a great event and everything else. So come on, just thank you. And don't forget on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., the Art McCoy Common Sense radio show that be on. And don't forget Blog Talk Radio on Mondays from 9 to 10 p.m. that we're on right now and everything else with Man in the Streets, Al Porter Jr. He's the best. He's the best. I can tell you like this. It's a lot of radio shows that don't even come on all day, and don't come on at their time. Sometimes they cancel sometimes, but he comes on every time. He say he's coming on, he's coming on, and he's coming with new topics, new everything every day. And he's the president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So don't forget us. Don't forget us. Don't forget us. Come on by and see us at 7:15 every Wednesday. We the only activist group that has their own headquarters. Own headquarters. We have our own headquarters, so we have to. We don't beg from the man. They don't beg from the man.
Right. Tell the truth, man.
They don't beg from the man. They try to raise money on their own. So if somebody getting a fire, or somebody getting hurt, or a funeral or something, we can go to the board and ask the board,
can we get some money to help these folks if we can?
Thank you so much.
Right.
Wow.
And I thank y'all all. And God bless you. Come on out to that concert. That's the only thing I know that's going on August 28th. So if you want to know, come on out and figure out what's going on in our community on Kipney. And God
bless. Thank you so much. God bless. I do know that that's the OPN day as well, by the McCalls, I think August 28th. We got it run, so I know I'll be stopping through there for a little while. Let's go to the 216-534. 216-534, how are you?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm very frustrated and heartbroken and stressed. Or I could just lie to you and say I'm doing good, which I'm not. I'm just very depressed at this moment.
Talk to me about what's going on, because I remember recently you had come to Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy. We ended up writing letters, calling the police department. Was there a 40-year-old man who was threatening your teenage son?
Yes, it's a 40-year-old man chasing, threatening my son. Lied on the police report and said that my son had a gun and led his foster shot him when he didn't shoot him. And this man, still while the court case was going on, coming to my house, riding up and down my street, see my son walking, had two guys to come to my son's school in front of the staff with guns, and this man would not get arrested. And what's going on? My son got trial tomorrow. And I talked with the lawyer today, and my daughter boyfriend, Katie boyfriend, was with my son when the incident did happen. And it's been 2 years now, and they finally finna have trial. And they were subpoenaing Alex into court. And the prosecutor said that Alex cannot come into court because they finna charge him. And I never heard of that 2 years later.
Me
that they could just charge somebody.
Mm.
I never heard of that. And they stopping anybody trying to testify on my son's behalf about what this man I heard doing. And they scared the it's Detective Florence that's doing this, because I went to the OP standard office on him. I went to y'all when it was the girls jumping on my daughter, Katie Mickens, back in 2017. He's an uncle of one of the girls. I mean,
wow.
It's not going to stop. The conspiracy with the Cuyahoga County Jail, the Cuyahoga County prosecuting them is thick. The detective point pointed to the head prosecutor, even though they know that my son got a mental a mental thing, and they kept finding him incompetent. The last time they found some competent to stand trial, they said that the lawyer can explain to him why trial going on, what was going on in the courtroom. All because the detective wanna prosecute my son.
Wow. It's,
and then we asked
it's so unbelievable, but as I look at things and go back towards the records and all of that, I have to look and say that we are looking at tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'm going to be in trial out tomorrow. They want us at the courthouse at 8:30, and they said trial going to be the whole day.
Got you. And
first of all, my son is not no bad kid. He don't go around here shooting nobody. He don't be chasing nobody. We got this man on video over 10 times threatening to kill my child just because he said my child looked at him. And the detective ignored all of that. This man said he madhouse. The detective ignored that when he said it on video at my house. I have cameras on my house. Detective said, he ain't in no game. No matter what this man do, Detective Florence going to take up for him. And Detective Florence has put the prosecutors to do illegal things. I mean, my thing is,
the court?
A person defend, huh?
Where is the court?
Juvenile court, seventh floor.
Okay. Now, continue on. You were asking a question.
Yeah, juvenile court, seventh floor. The lawyer said that this was a big circle because this man, don't get me wrong, because I'm just repeating what the lawyer said. This man threatened the prosecutor. They said they're going to have two police officers tomorrow in court because he threatened the prosecutor.
Mm.
I mean, how can't this man keep doing this and they claim that he got a mental problem and constantly getting away with what he's doing? I don't understand that.
That's why we'll have to definitely continue to watch this very closely, put this in our court watch, to make sure that we can get some people down there to support the family. So
A lot of people don't want to support it because the way the detective wrote it up said my son had a gun, my son shot somebody. The detective wrote a false aggregations against my child. Then they tried to go back in the court when we was inside the courtroom 3 weeks ago and say that, oh, we know that he didn't have a weapon. Well, we're going to charge him because he was there. We asked for the hospital paperwork that showed that this man was shot. Oh, they can't submit and show us nothing like that, but they said they got the ambulance saying that they treat this man for a gunshot wound.
You know something? I'm going to give you the number. I'll make sure we put it out there so that the family to family advocate Dontez Taylor from the 216-270-2019 got to make sure that he is contacted on this as well. So I just want to say that we will do everything we can.
Oh, no, they got the, y'all try to come to court. They got this stuff so sold up that they don't want the outside and the public to know. They ain't going to let nobody in court. And then I don't have no problem getting on the stand. I don't have no problem getting on the stand for my child. But if I'm on the stand, they subpoenaed me in. Who going to be in the courtroom with my child when I don't have no family or no nobody else inside of Ohio? I'm not from Ohio. I'm from Illinois. Man, I want to know how they doing that, too. They want my son in the courtroom by himself.
Yes,
and
they
I thought every kid is supposed to have the right to have a guardian there, you know, somebody by their side. Why is his due process right is being violated like that?
I know what you're asking. As I look at everything, it's just a corrupt system in itself. But fortunately, they know a lot of people are watching. They know that, and that's the blessing of it. And media has been alerted since you let me know everything else earlier before we even went on air. So we are going to do everything we can to handle that. And thank you so much.
I've been calling the media on myself, too, and you work. I've been calling them myself. If my son did something like that, my son needs to go to jail, and I'm going to beat his ass and taking him down to the goddamn jail. First of all, I'm a mother that do not tolerate and play that when it comes to my kids. But
you
got a 40-year-old grown man chasing him, and he's supposed to be a last victim, and right now today trying to kill my son, that show you who has the problem. And the detective keeps telling the other police to lock my son up. If this man can come right here on my street and call the police, because the laundromat is on my street, he can call the police and say that my son around here, my son will go to jail. But they ain't looking at that. I say 7 houses from the laundromat. Mr. Porter, you've been to my house. The laundromat is on the corner of my house.
That's right.
And then they use the excuse, I'm not taking care of my kids, but they got to go to the laundromat to wash clothes. And then even when the man went in there and took my daughter iPhone, and that's how everything led up to all the craziness, they say that they cannot be discussed in court, even though it did happen that day. Him coming to my house ready to shoot my son, they said that that cannot be discussed in court. Everything that man did that was negative and menace and threat and stuff cannot be shown in court. But for my son standing there, they're going to be showing in court. That's our corrupt system here. And that's too much stress and anxiety.
I expect a lot of people. Go ahead and finish that statement. Go ahead and finish that statement about the lawyer.
The lawyer said that it's corrupted. When I talked to him, he said that it's corrupt. He said they got it off for me so bad. But I never did nothing to the court system. If you, every human in the state of Ohio should have a right to a fair trial. If you got a detective got to go to the prosecutor to do favors for, that prosecutor should be held accountable for his action as well as that detective should be fired right then and there immediately. Because if they doing my case like that, like they did Katie Mitchell case like that, everybody thought I was lying on them. I was just a crazy woman running around, and when they seen the video, my daughter getting jumped on by the mother and her kids,
right.
They just like, oh, wow. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somebody needs to come to Cleveland and clean this mess up.
Put it out there, and I want to say I thank you for the days of justice for Katie, for the fact that you worked well. Your house was open up for refused fascism and a few others. So I thank you, and at least people know what's going on and what to look for tomorrow morning. Thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome. And I miss refused because I've been sick. I have lupus and stuff. My health's going down. That's why I haven't been out there with the protests and stuff like that. My lupus and stuff is out of control.
Pray that you continue to heal up and that your family definitely can stand strong within this. I'll say it's an assault. It is. So thank you for calling.
I just
want
to get up out of Cleveland, but y'all, we need to come to a conclusion and try to get it to the head people and get it out of Ohio, Cleveland, and get it to somebody above Cleveland, let them know these detectives and these prosecutors doing favors for each other. That should be illegal because your due process right is you have the right to get a witness for the, and I'm going to let you go after this. Why would the day before he go to court, then they said that he cannot come in to testify and my son didn't have to tell the truth, and now they saying they're going to bring him up on charges.
Mm.
Why they did not charge
years.
Him 2 years ago?
Right. Thank you. And that's true.
Okay, and anybody that listens to this phone call, can somebody please give me an answer to that? How can't you wait for 2 years, charge two people, and the third person finna testify on behalf of the other person to tell the truth? They said that they finna bring them up on charges now, after 2 years later.
That's because there is no answer. It's a corrupt answer. So we will follow this through in the morning.
The lawyer said that's their tactic for my son can't have no witness because my son is mentally retarded. He can't get on the stand himself. He got a mind of a second grade. It's just going to be all of them against him, and he's just going to sit there and don't even know what the hell going on inside the courtroom. And he going to be in there by himself, and I was trying to find another adult that can go inside the courtroom with him because he can feel secure and he can feel safe when they finna attack him inside of there.
That's what we'll work on.
Thank you.
Thank you for reaching out early. No problem.
And whoever this studio is, can't you please put my family in prayer?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Mr. Porter.
You're welcome. Thank you. I know Queen B and some of the other people on this line will put your family in prayer. I already know they will. Already started that process, and now I have to make sure that media will be vigilant for everything that's going on tomorrow morning. That was a very sobering phone call. We know we deal with a corrupt system, so for those people who ask, man, why y'all do what y'all do? It's because we have to, because of the situations like you just heard that called in. I'm going to go to the 216-471. 216-471. How are you?
Yeah, fine, and you? This is and Minister Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministries. You know, I hope, you know, and pray that that the child gets whatever, you know, that he would deserve. Because, you know, back in our times, the jails weren't crowded like it is now, because there was discipline and there was dignity, had courtesy and all. Now, now kids are being totally disrespectful, trying to beat their own family members up, and then killing them too, which is way out of line, though. When, you know, when we got out of line, guess what? You got your butt knocked down.
That's
that.
Right.
And that was the size of it. And then they went and told on your parents, and then your parents got down your throat necks and all that.
That's right.
Now they got that law that you cannot whip a child. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It
very
made
true.
Woman, it made me be like a lady or act like a gentleman with some sense and not go astray.
That's
because
right.
The Bible says to train up a child where he should go, that when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, as you get older, you don't depart from your teachings that your parents brought you or other saints of God who tried to help you. No, you don't. At all. That sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Tell the truth
but
on that.
But it's a shame you can't do it. Because I remember back in our day, we had switches, ironing cords, belts, and all that. And you had
that's
it coming.
True.
And it wasn't no abuse. It was about chastising your child.
That's right.
The
children,
Bible says
please.
That. The Bible says that. Spoil the child and spare the rod.
That's right.
That's the word, you know. And we need to go back to the old landmark of edification. And if we would go back, the world would be a better place at all.
That's right.
And if everybody who loved Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. Yeah. And people, kids would have grown up in grace with the wisdom of knowledge and receiving the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If the parents would get on them and take them to church and educate your children at all and spend time, you know, with them. Go to the schools and find out what is your child doing.
That's right.
And, so and get in with the teachers, though. How are they behaving, doggone it, you know? And then watch the company that the children have around. If you find those kids are not what they should be and they're not Christ-like or anything and they own the drugs and so forth or molesting other children and all and abusing all
that's
and
right.
so forth and all, don't let your children be in that type of environment. They need to be in middle class or high dignity, dignified, you know, professional.
You're right.
Folks around. Not nobody down below poverty. If we in too much of this poverty just going on and not enough teachings like it should be.
That's right.
And so forth.
Thank
and
you so
And the world
much.
Would be a better place if the parents would get with these kids and the teachers would get back. I think corporal punishment was the best thing that we had when we were coming up.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
It helped me.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that message. And what church do you represent?
I'm I'm representing practically all the churches, but my membership is at the Light of Life Ministries on Mayfield Road with Pastor Kathy Brown. I'm Pastor Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministries.
Thank you very much for that strong message. We needed it.
Oh, yeah. At all.
No problem. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to dedicate the next song I play to you. I definitely am. Thank you so much.
Right. If these parents would get on these kids, honey, things would be better in life and all. And get into the Word. Most of all, get into the Word.
Get into the Word.
Of God.
All right.
And so forth. And
thank you, Evangelist Anderson.
Right. Do all to the glory of God.
Amen.
And that's what's
that.
Needed.
You know what I'm going to do is say thank you for calling in and bringing that message. She was also at that 8th annual youth event, and that the voice you're using now, like I said then on that day, that's the voice I needed to hear. You have a very powerful, strong voice, and I thank you for using it.
Yes, Lord.
I appreciate that.
If these kids will be obedient, you know, it's like the old saying, your days will be long, that, you know, that if you honor your mother, the Bible says honor your mother and your father, and also obey your leaders that have watched and overruled you and all, and to know you and all.
Okay.
And if
that's what we're going to use.
Oh, yeah. And all.
Creator bless you.
Right. They don't realize that jail is no place to be. Because I'm going to tell you something, honey. In these jails, it takes a lot out of you mentally, too. And it ain't no place to be. And you think it's funny now? Oh, no, it ain't. So you get in there and you smell that old dirty odor and all and so forth too and all and the walls caving in and all those kind of things too and all and you find out that things ain't right and all and a bunch of inmates and all in there, they will mess with you like it's nobody's business.
That's right.
And jail is no place to be, honey. It shortens your lifespan. It shortens everything. It just takes a lot out of you where you can't even see the light of days no more. And it ain't no plaything. And these young people better wake up and smell
Amen
the coffee.
To that.
And leave them guns alone and stop killing folks and fighting and going on and getting the word of God and go to church. And come on to thee that all ye that labor. And God will
Amen.
Give you rest and have peace.
Thank you for those strong messages, Evangelist Anderson.
Yes.
Enjoy your evening and your week.
Yeah.
You started off my week very nicely. That was some powerful messages from Evangelist Anderson. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this song just because it was on an album, a fifth release from Sheriff Kilroy. The name of the album was The Long-Awaited Detox. The name of the song, BTA. This message, this song will tell you, goes out to parents from the police, the court system, and me. We'll be right back. This is a message to all parents and legal guardians.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. For the child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag B, MP Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Dukes, 71 North,
Miami,
MP Crew, 3342, and Quake, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat that. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop that. 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 If your child act up, whoop that.
And as a matter of fact, my thing is GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. That's GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. I will make sure that people who ask for it, they will definitely get that particular track to them. My thing is this. Before I do anything else, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. For those people who saw part one, and they saw Al Porter Jr. On there, man, in the streets. It was because of the no-snitching code of silence, which made it difficult for police to solve teen shootings. Because it's something that police were seeing all too often. 19 interviewed me, 19 Action News, because they were investigating and looking into what can be done to break through the no-snitching code of silence. As there was body camera video from Cleveland Police that obtained through public records showed what happened behind the crime scene tape of one of the first shootings of the year 2022. It was one of many on New Year's weekend that involved teenagers. And the 19 News saw that the shooting at Harvard Avenue and East 131st Street was caught on the city's shot spotter, a gunshot detection system. And once on the scene, officers learned the victims, just 15 and 16 years old, were brothers. One was shot in the hand and the other was shot in the leg. Police tried to figure out what happened. EMS arrived and the identity of both victims was protected since they were both juveniles. "Hey, did you see who did it?" the police officer asked the victim on a body camera video. "Nope, nope." "No info? You didn't see an SUV or nothing?" "Nope, nope," the victim said. "Did you see the shooter?" "I seen one dude. He had on all black." "Was he on foot or in a car?" "I just seen him. I didn't see no car or nothing," victim said. The interaction showed that the victim didn't say anything. He eventually told police he saw a man in all black and a ski mask run away, but two witnesses did seem to try to help identifying a pickup truck that fled the scene. Officers later found shell casings in the front yard, but since then the investigation has stalled because no one's talking. And there's a lot more reasons to come forward than to stay silent, which is what Al Porter said with Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And they talked about the fact that Al Porter mentored kids and teens, making sure they know what snitching means and doesn't mean. "I let them know that if you have nothing to do with something, then it is your duty to go ahead and make sure that the people are apprehended so that it doesn't come back and fall on you or your loved ones later on." We asked Porter what the solution could be to end the code of silence. Porter said the idea is simple. It's to remind people to do the right thing. But he did say it's an uphill battle. And I did say that the best way to deal with snitching is continuous education. That's it. There's nowhere and no way around it. So Cleveland Police did say that there was been no arrest in that particular shooting. But at least that's just the 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. It's knowing what it is, what snitching is, what it isn't. You know it's snitching when you go in there with the person to do something. They don't catch the person, they catch you, and you say, "They did so-and-so." But a lot of times, it is your civic duty to make sure things are done in the right way. That's it. Make sure that people are definitely held accountable when they do wrong. That's it. That's it. If you love your family, you love your loved ones and other things, you're going to make sure you do that particular thing in itself. So I thank everybody who listened. I do. I knew coming in the gate that everybody wanted to speak. I do want to give one infamous shout-out. I have to give a infamous shout-out to Kathy Ray Coleman, lead organizer, who had the nerve to call me on my personal phone line while I'm on the air doing my radio show. Anyways, it just means I'll reach out to Kathy Ray Coleman after this program ends. Now, with that being said, I thank everybody who made a major contribution to this episode tonight. The Rock AME Zion Church every first and third Sunday of the month. They have service other days, but the first, third, and fifth Sunday, they're at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. 10:30 a.m. The doors open. It's an hour of power from 11 a.m. to around 12-ish. Pastor Randy Reed and his wife, First Lady Carol Reed. Let me look at this and see what this is. Well, well, well. Ballhead Fred gets an infamous shout-out. As a matter of fact, this is what I'll do. I'll thank everybody who was around, and I'll let him know he got his infamous shout-out. I thank you all for at least tuning in, and I thank you very much. My thing is, yeah, the Rock AME Zion Church, church family. I was very, very taken aback from the fact that one of their members called the Art McCoy radio show, Danielle Woods. She had a lot of phenomenal things to say about the church service, even about me, that I'm really taking to heart right now. So I appreciate that. I appreciate the messages. It causes me to say that I appreciate my life. I do. I appreciate my little life. I've been blessed to see a lot of great things. As a matter of fact, I could do this right now. Boom, there we go. We might have about 2 to 3 minutes left. Hip-hop, 49 years young, August 11th, the MC, the DJ, the Graph, the dance, breaking B-boys, B-girls, breaking the youth, the jazzmatazz, robotics, unique dance steps, Graph. Every civilization has captured their history on some sort of artwork or tapestry. The MC is the griot, the storyteller. The DJ since the very beginning has been the drums. With that being said, you put those together, you get a culture. That's it. You have to put a lot of those things together to get the culture of hip-hop. August 11th was when it started out. 1973, Sedgwick, the Bronx, New York. And it has helped a lot of us get further ahead. Me, I do my best to carry a party atmosphere with me just to have some fun and to enjoy life. The Creator allowed that in me. I'm very thankful that Creator in heaven created that extra lane. Very important, very valuable. I will tell people that I appreciate you all again for taking the time to call in. This was a nice thunderstorm, rainy area in Northeast Ohio, and that's all right, because no matter what, I don't complain about too many things, because at least here, you get a chance to enjoy all of our Father's works. You're going to get it bitter cold. Well, we'll be wishing we had the thunderstorms and hot days. We have a fall season. We have everything. So I just do my best to enjoy everything. You know that if you're in this region, you should have clothes so you can layer up, and you should also have summertime clothes so that you don't have to layer up, and you can catch the breeze and the air and everything else. So I thank you all for tuning in. May you all stay blessed, highly favored. See you all at some of the activities that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. Thank you. Peace. I respect you all. And that's it. Thank you. Peace.